Joint health is the key to moving freely, feeling strong, and living comfortably each day. If you're middle-aged and noticing joint pain, stiffness, or swelling, you're not alone. The good news is that small, smart changes can help you feel better and move with ease. Creating a comprehensive joint health action plan helps reduce pain, improve flexibility, and protect your joints over time. Your plan should include smart goals, personalized nutrition and exercise, symptom monitoring, and a strong support network. Smart goals are specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-bound, and they make your progress easier to track. Instead of saying, "I want to move better," say, "I will walk 15 minutes every day." For example, stretching knees for 10 minutes 3 times a week is a specific and measurable goal to reduce stiffness. Tracking your progress helps you stay motivated and adjust your plan when needed. Goals should also be realistic and match your current level of joint health and energy. Choosing relevant goals means focusing on what helps reduce your specific joint symptoms. If you want to reduce morning stiffness, stretching or walking may be the right approach. Set a clear time frame, like doing water exercises twice a week for 6 weeks, to stay focused. Check your progress regularly and adjust goals if they become too hard or too easy. Use reminders, simple logs, and celebrate small wins to build confidence. Start with short activities and slowly build up as your joints become stronger. Personalize your exercise plan to match your condition, fitness level, and lifestyle. Gentle activities like swimming, stretching, or chair yoga can reduce joint pressure and pain. Wear proper shoes or braces to protect weak joints during exercise. Pay attention to pain signals. Normal soreness is okay, but sharp or lasting pain is not. Work with a physical therapist who can guide your movements and adjust your plan safely. Your nutrition plan is just as important as your exercise routine. Eating anti-inflammatory foods like salmon, leafy greens, and nuts helps reduce joint swelling. Include nutrients that rebuild joints, like vitamin C, magnesium, and collagen-rich foods. Avoid processed foods, sugary snacks, and fried items that can worsen inflammation. Drink plenty of water to keep joints lubricated and moving smoothly. You may benefit from supplements like turmeric or fish oil, but check with your doctor first. Use apps and wearable trackers to monitor your movement, food intake, and symptoms. Keeping a symptom diary helps you spot flare-ups early and connect joint pain with daily habits. Use a pain scale from 0 to 10 to monitor how your joints feel each day. Track flexibility, swelling, and how long you can exercise without discomfort. Share your notes with your doctor to adjust your plan based on real-life data. Monitoring helps you catch flare-ups before they get worse, making recovery faster. Your support network is vital for staying motivated and overcoming tough days. Include family, friends, healthcare providers, and support groups in your circle. Talk to your doctor about local classes or workshops for joint health and arthritis. Join a walking group, water aerobics class, or online forum to connect with others like you. A buddy system makes exercise and learning feel less lonely and more fun. Support networks offer emotional encouragement, practical help, and shared information. Use technology to stay connected with your network even when you can't meet in person. Celebrate each milestone, big or small, to stay excited about your progress. Recognize when you walk farther, stretch longer, or feel less pain than before. Treat yourself to a healthy snack, a favorite activity, or share your win with someone close. Keeping a progress journal or calendar helps you see how far you've come. Adjust your joint health plan as your body changes. Listen to your joints. More pain may mean you need rest or gentler movement. Switch exercises every 6 to 8 weeks to avoid overuse and build balanced strength. Update your goals regularly to reflect your current needs, progress, and lifestyle. Keep your plan flexible. Some days require rest, while others allow more activity. Use weekly check-ins and small adjustments instead of big sudden changes. Seasonal changes may also affect your joints. Adjust your plan for weather and energy levels. Stay in touch with your doctor to review medications, exercises, and new symptoms. Good communication with healthcare providers leads to better treatment and support. Before visits, prepare by noting where and when you feel pain and what helps or worsens it. Use clear descriptions like sharp, dull, or aching to explain your symptoms. Ask questions about side effects, home treatments, and long-term care options. Bring a list of medications and supplements to avoid dangerous combinations. If something isn't working, speak up and ask about alternative approaches. Use patient portals or follow-up calls to stay in touch between appointments. By combining all these strategies, you create a plan that grows with you and supports lasting joint health. Start by setting smart goals, personalizing your routine, tracking your progress, and celebrating success. Lean on your support network and local resources to stay active, informed, and encouraged. Communicate openly with your healthcare team to stay on course and adjust your plan when needed. Joint health is not about perfection. It's about progress, consistency, and compassion for yourself. Each step you take brings you closer to freedom from pain, better movement, and a more vibrant life. Your joints will thank you for the care you give them now, and your future self will too.